up, folks, and welcome to The Boss's Desk, where we look out for you, giving you the best in geek news and movie reviews. I'm your host for the day, The Big Boss, and I'm here with my comrade at arms, The Professor.
What's happening, everybody? What's going on?
What's going on, man?
Not much, sir. Not much.
Let's jump.
Get ready to get to it.
Yeah, let's jump right into this news, man. Got a couple of new items coming out, some good stuff hearing in the geek news area, and we'll just run down a list and take a look at what's going on.
All right, so first
up, we got the weekend box office actuals. Nothing's really changed from this week to from last. Not really surprised there.
Yeah, I don't think we really expect too much of a change. I mean, everything kind of going down a little bit. Wander's still kind of consistent.
Yeah,
maybe a couple mil less last week, and then Coco's still pretty consistent, you know, with what we kind of expect. Justice League continuing to kind of drop a little bit. That's all that I think is pretty normal, because, you know, they're all, Justice League's what, fourth week now, Coco's in third week.
Yeah, so the drop off for Coco wasn't really that much. I think it's down like 10 mil now, which is not really surprising, and that's this is all pretty standard. So I know this week is going to completely change the game, so we'll be seeing some it's going to be crazy.
But it's really going to be one at the top and everything else underneath it. So
the mouse wins always.
Yeah, you can't. And, you know, exactly. That's the best way to put it. The mouse always wins.
Yeah, man. All right. So let's get up to these next items. Just want to do some positive vibe news, I guess, if you will. First up, Kevin Feige gives a fan that's first in line at the Comic-Con experience tickets to the premiere of Black Panther. And I have to say, I'm very jealous of this cat.
Yeah, so there's at least one person who it's not positive news for.
No, yeah. This is very depressing,
because,
but I was just like,
because it's not him.
I'm very selfish that way.
That's all right. Understandable.
Oh, man. That's all right. They're still going to get my money, so it's all good.
Still going to get a whole paycheck out of you.
I'm saying. Enjoy the movie, fan, okay?
I'm going to laugh if a news story comes out and says, another news, the fan was given tickets to premiere Black Panther, was unable to go to the show.
He was mugged. We have no idea who...
That's right.
Who the person was, but he was wearing a Black Panther mask. All we know is that he was swift, like the wind. Oh, man. I'm going to let him have this one, though.
You're funny.
We got a couple new trailers out, that released. Ready Player One, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, and Rampage. So which one of these are you looking forward to the most?
Well, all right, I'll be honest. I'm really not looking forward to Rampage at all, because I've only seen the one trailer so far. I mean, it looks like The Rock. It looks like it'll be a silly, fun action movie, but it just looks bad. Like, the story looks bad.
Yeah.
Jurassic World, I will go see. I'm not a huge Jurassic Park fan. I'm just dinosaurs aren't necessarily my thing, but the movies are always fun and good. I enjoyed the last one. I do enjoy Chris Pratt. So, you know, that'll be one I'll probably see. But I guess if I'm kind of getting excited about any of them, it's probably Ready Player One, which I know very little about. I know the book is supposed to be very good.
Yeah.
But the trailers look really cool. And, of course, it's all, you know, the 80s stuff that I grew up with. So I'm very curious to see what gets put in and the different references and stuff. So I think for me, it's probably Ready Player One.
Yeah, definitely. I think I'm in the same boat. Ready Player One is definitely one that's piquing my interest. I watched the trailer, I think, like 3-4 times today, and then I watched the extended one twice. Like, I'm definitely digging this trailer. The visuals are great. I love all of the old 80s pop culture references. You know, I'm a big fan of Back to the Future, so it does my heart well to see the DeLorean.
Yeah, buddy, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, man. So saw a couple other game characters in the trailer too, which is really cool. Like, I'm interested to see how they got the rights to show these characters. So I saw some Overwatch characters. I saw the Iron Giant, you know? So it's a couple different characters in there, man. So that's pretty cool.
It almost feels like it's gonna be like the more adult Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, yeah, I'm definitely down with that. If that's how it's going, if that's how it's taking shape, I'm with that tagline.
I'm with that. Yeah, I'll be all right with that. Yeah. I'll be definitely all
right. Yeah, and it's cool to see Ty Sheridan. I really want to give this kid a shot. I didn't like him as Cyclops, so I'm definitely hoping that he does well in Ready Player One. Jurassic World is probably second for me. I love right. the trailer. There are nods to the original that are clear in the trailer. I loved it. Where he's like running,
oh, for sure.
He's like running down the hill. He's like, run, run. And then all the dinosaurs come out. And then we get to see, Jeff Goldblum come back. Like, ah, man. Yeah, I'm with it.
I love Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, man. But yeah, Rampage is like my least, and like, I'm not interested in this movie at all. Like, it just looks like more of it's like more in the vein of King Kong, but King Kong, at least for me, was fun. Rampage, I'm not really interested in. I never really played the game growing up, but I don't know. Video game adaptations.
I played the game.
Yeah, like, video game adaptions for me are like, they never turn out well, or adaptations.
Yeah, I mean, the new Tomb Raider looks like it had a lot of potential.
Oh yeah,
the trailer for that looks very good.
Yeah,
but like, I played Rampage a lot, you know, as a kid, because it's a fun game, and I played it on my home consoles and stuff too. I don't see how you turn that into a movie that makes any sense whatsoever. It's just one of those things where I think they're banking on the fact that it's Dwayne Johnson as the main character, and you know, they'll get money out of everybody but Tyrese in the movie. So.
Oh man!
So, I mean, it'll make its money. It just doesn't look like it's going to be very good. So,
right, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, we'll keep watching these. I'm hoping that some new trailers come out. I want to see some more trailers for Ready Player One, because hopefully it'll give us some different angles. But yeah, that's pretty much the trailers in a nutshell. All right, so let's see what's up next on the list. Entertainment Weekly, their first look issue just got released. And there's a ton of gold. There is a ton of gold in it. A lot of first looks for X-Men, for Incredibles 2, for Rampage, depending on if you're into that, whatever. And Marvel Jessica Jones season 2, we finally get our first couple of images for that. We got a trailer that got released for that, or a teaser last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So I'm looking forward to this. It's overdue. I've been waiting for this.
I've said before, I'm not the biggest fan of what's her name?
Sophie.
Kristen.
Kristen.
God, I can't remember her name. Probably because I'm not a big fan.
That could be it.
She's Jessica Jones. Kristen.
Ritter. Is it Ritter?
This is all.
No, it's not Ritter.
Ritter. Yes. I think it is Kristen Ritter. If only we had machines in front of us that could tell us. It is Kristen Ritter, yes.
Yeah, I'm still good.
I've never been a big fan of hers. I think the first real exposure I ever got to her was in Breaking Bad.
Oh, okay.
And she plays Jesse's girlfriend for a few episodes.
Right.
And spoiler alert, but the show's, you know, 10 years old at this point, dies horribly. She dies choking on her own vomit from a drug overdose. It's very pleasant. Yeah. Oh, it's a great show. If you never watched Breaking Bad, you gotta watch Breaking Bad. It's so cool. He's standing over her watching her die. It's even better. I very much enjoyed the first season of Jessica Jones. I didn't really think I would as much. Part of it probably because David Tennant, because I'm a big David Tennant fan from, you know, his Doctor Who days, and I thought he was fantastic as Kilgrave.
Yeah.
You know, again, spoilers. Briefly, if you've never haven't watched it yet, it's not my problem. The show's like 2 years old at this point. I'm not sure how he's returning for this season. I'm feeling it's only going to be flashbacks. But I'm curious if he does come back as the actual Kilgrave. That'll be really, really good, because that's a character they should keep around, because he's really good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think if anything, I feel like if anything, he's haunting her or something. That's what it looked like in that picture too.
I think it's going to be something like he's in her head and she can't get him out. He's going to be popping up like you said, like he's haunting her. It's kind of that, you know, ghost that won't leave her alone kind of thing. I could see that, very much see that happening.
Yeah.
Rampage, we already talked about, like, you know, I don't really have any interest. Jean Grey lighting up as Phoenix for a Dark Phoenix X-Men movie.
Oh, you know, I don't
have a lot of, like, I haven't liked the last two X-Men movies either. They haven't
been very good.
Right.
I did not like the cast in the last one for Age of Apocalypse. For the most part, I did not like the cast.
I liked the girl who played Storm. I thought she was very good. I was okay with Sophie Turner as Jean, although I don't know, she was the best choice. I hated the kid who played Cyclops.
Yeah.
And I don't really remember too many of the others. I was never a big fan of what's-her-name as Mystique, of Jennifer
Lawrence.
Lawrence as Mystique.
Yeah.
You know, for me, that movie, it felt like even Michael Fassbender kind of dialed it in, you know, and was kind of there for the paycheck. And I like Michael Fassbender, but I just didn't really feel him too much in the movie.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much stock I'm going to put in another movie with that particular cast in it. And it may not matter at this point because, you know, supposedly by the end of this week, the whole Fox deal is going to be done. X-Men will come back, and that'll be the last one that gets made with those people, more than likely.
Yeah.
But if we're looking at that list, by far and away, Incredibles 2 is what I'm waiting for.
Yes.
The best Fantastic Four movie, quote unquote, they've ever made.
This is true.
This is such a great, and it had Samuel L. Jackson, so you can't get any better than that as a cartoon movie. It's just so looking forward to that one coming out again. I love the first one, and I cannot wait. I've been dying for them to make that, and finally they did, and it's finally coming.
Yeah, man, and what they're saying is, in this first look, they're saying it's continuing right after the first one. So, if you haven't seen the first one, spoiler alert. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It's been a while. Like,
wow, it's been some time.
Like, wow. Like, you're listening to us, and you haven't watched The Incredibles. Let's just let that sink in for a minute. But yeah, so it like continues right after the first one. So who are they fighting? They're fighting the Mole Man or the Underminer.
The Underminer was the end of the first one. Yes.
What a great villain name. But yeah, so he pops up and they basically beat for beat just match. Like right after that, that's two. And that's how they're describing it. So I'm good. I'm good with it. And it looks like Elastic Girl is going to take more of a focus. Because we know we watched Mr. Incredible in the first one. Him trying to like kind of reclaim his glory days. And I think Elastic Girl is going to go through her moment where she's trying to reclaim her glory days too. So this will be more of a focus on Elastic Girl and her, how she fits in and like her taking on that, you know, Mrs. Incredible mantle and raising these kids. And then we get to see Jack-Jack get his powers. I like that. So
do. And more Frozone. So
more Frozone.
More Frozone, more Gooder.
Yeah, man. So that's it for the Entertainment Weekly first look stuff. So you got X-Men Dark Phoenix. I'm kind of interested. I'm still interested. No, I didn't like Ty Sheridan as Cyclops. I haven't really liked Jennifer Lawrence's Mystique. I do like Professor X. Who's the guy that plays Professor X?
Oh, James McAvoy. Yeah. I do like McAvoy.
Yeah, McAvoy. He's been good. He's been good. I actually like the guy who plays Hank McCoy, Beast, too. I like him.
He's not bad.
Yeah,
he's not bad. I'll give you that.
I know. I'm waiting for Sophie Turner to kind of arrive as Jean Grey, and I think I didn't really get that the last movie with Apocalypse,
because
like she was there, but she really just didn't have a presence for me. So hopefully with this new one, she will. The pictures look great, so I'm interested to see where it goes. Because what when is this supposed to be taking place? We had the 80s for Apocalypse, right? So this will be around, I guess this will be 90s. I wonder if there'll be any nods to the original animated show. That would be nice.
I mean, you never know. You never know what they'll do at this point. You know, yeah. They're trying to make it work. So you can throw all kinds of stuff in there.
Yeah. At this point, this looks like, yo, this is like Final Call. So We're just waiting for
this. This will probably be it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This will probably be the last one that gets made for that anyway. So it doesn't really matter. Well, I mean, shouldn't say it that way. It doesn't really matter. But you know what I mean? Like, it's at this point, everybody in that movie has to know that if this happens, they're all going to get recast and it's not going to really matter.
Yeah. I kind of hope that some people stay. But if they recast, I'm cool with that too. So it's whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine Marvel's going to take these products back and not want to recast with their own people. You know what I mean? It'd be nice if someone still gets a chance. Like, the girl who played Storm was very good. She had the perfect look.
Yeah.
Continuing the role, but I could legitimately see them just kind of moving on and recasting the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see. I mean, if they do keep her, then you know, my whole question is going to be, how are they going to get Aurora into the Black Panther storyline? You know what I'm saying? Because look, we want to stay true to the story. One of my favorite couples in the Marvel Universe is definitely Storm and Black Panther.
Color me shocked.
Surprised you with that one, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. I wouldn't have seen that one coming.
Yeah, you thought it was the thing in his girl. I know.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But remind me when we get there. I have in my head. I have created the perfect ending. I don't think we talked about this last time. The perfect tag ending for the next Avengers movie. When they acquire Fox and they get the Fantastic Four, I have created in my head, outside of the Doom one that I created before, which I also think is still a perfect ending, I've created a new perfect ending. So if we have the Disney Fox stuff a little bit later, I'll bring that up and I'll tell you what I've come up with.
Nice. Yeah, man. Oh, well, let's move on to it then. Next up, we got a tape or audition tape leaked online for a Gwen Stacy audition. For the upcoming Spider-Man Homecoming 2. Now, the girl in the audition tape, she's French. So a lot of conjecture has been that Gwen Stacy is going to be a foreign exchange student and she's going to be featured in Spider-Man Homecoming 2. Now, a lot of this isn't really like grounded in any fact. This is all just conjecture. So, I mean, I just think that they're just opening the casting call to whoever is going to take it. So, I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think at this point, when that stuff pops out, everybody's going to speculate and assume they know what's going to happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, until we actually start seeing some more solid stuff from the studios, I wouldn't hold too much water to this just yet.
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely glad, though, that we're in a realm where we're talking about a sequel to Spider-Man in the Marvel Universe, though. So, you know, that's a long way coming.
100%. I mean, it sounds like it's probably going to end up as the trilogy.
Yeah.
You know, at this point. And you know, I imagine Mr. Holland will be around for a while, which is good because he's great as a character.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
In all facets.
Yeah. I just saw speaking of Spider-Man, I just saw a trailer for the Miles Morales animated movie that's supposed to be coming out next year, I believe.
I saw that. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Spider-Verse animated movie.
Yeah. So the trailer looks really good. Like, I can't really say that I'm surprised. I mean, if it's backed by Disney, it definitely felt Pixar-ish.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah,
when you look at it. So it only makes sense that they would have some really good animating studios to back this film if they make it.
Not always the biggest fan of that cell shading kind of look to animation, but I was okay with this. I kind of liked how it looked, so I'll be curious to see more. They're going to Spider-Verse. Spider-Verse is an interesting story that has a lot of Spider-Man in it from different galaxies, so it'll be tough to do, but I'd like to see it if they can pull it off.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I know they already attempted it with the animated series. And they've done the different Spideys from the different Marvel universes.
Right.
Hopefully they'll venture out and do something kind of groundbreaking with this animated film. Cause I really don't want to see a repeat of the cartoon in film. Cause that'd just be, for me, a waste of money and a waste of time. So hopefully they'll do it right. And we get a really quality piece of film with it.
We'll have to see. I mean, so far it looks good.
Yeah, man. Next up in the news, got a little DC shakeup in response to an obvious Justice League fail. I mean, it is what it is. We kind of expected this, and we talked about
it. Yeah.
So, you know, it looks like they've moved out John Berg, who was pretty much, we're not even going to say like he was their Kevin Feige. Like he was over the creation of these stories. This is the first time I'm ever hearing of this guy, which speaks volumes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because I always thought it was Geoff Johns, but Geoff Johns he's like the creative officer or something like that. He's running the comics, the TV shows, and he dabbles a little bit in the films, like he helps a little bit with the films. So he still has his position. He's still going to maintain his position. But they're looking for someone else to kind of spearhead this DC universe. So it's good news. For me, it's good news because it's like they're taking a step back. They're looking at what has already been put on the table, and they're saying, you know what, we need to get somebody that really knows what they're doing and is really a fan of the work. And for lack of a better term, they're looking for their Kevin Feige. You know what I'm saying? And this is what they really should have been doing from the jump. So.
I was just going to say the same thing. They should be looking for that guy who's going to be the overseer and control everything. That's what they need. That's absolutely what they need. So it's good for them. Good on them. They're going to make it work.
Yeah, man. So, you know, hopefully we'll get some. I mean, but see, here's the thing. It's like we're hearing all this news. There's a big shakeup in DC. And then next up on our news list, we hear that Suicide Squad 2 starts filming in October of 2018. So, I don't know. This kind of sounds like 2 steps forward, 5 steps back. Like, if you're trying to change everything the way that it's going in the DCEU, you probably need to put a pin in all the work that you want to release down the line and just take a break, you know, and wait until you get that operator that you're looking for. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I'm not excited about Suicide Squad starting filming next year because it's just like, one, we don't know who the villain is going to be. We've heard that it might be Black Adam, which we both have expressed that kind of seems out of place.
An awful idea, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just like you go from one God-level threat to another God-level threat. It's just like it doesn't make any sense for these characters. So
no, because you don't have a God-level threat on the team that's going to be able to handle that kind of monster, so to speak. So, you know, how are we supposed to actually believe that they could potentially make it happen?
Right.
It was so bad, the first one. That was so ham-handed the way they did it. I can't see doing that level of bad guy again. So,
yeah.
You know, but they're plowing ahead. I think they're banking on the shoulders of the actors again.
Yeah.
You know, the names of the characters to try and make the movie go forward rather than a good story. And I think they're going to learn that's just not the way they should do it.
Yeah.
At some point, it has to happen, I would think. But,
yeah.
You know, I mean, they're talking about 4 different spinoffs that have Margot Robbie involved as Harley Quinn in some way, shape, or form. It's just unnecessary.
Yeah. It's a lot going on.
It's a lot going on. But, you know, you don't need 4 movies that are going to be within, like, the same 2 years. It's going to have her in every single one. It's going to be too much. People are going to get tired of the character.
Yeah. Get Harley fatigue. I
mean, people are going to say, well, they do it with Robert Downey Jr. Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man is a special thing. Like, there's just something about that character and that guy that's different than anybody else. You know, and it's putting Robert Downey Jr. in your Marvel movie as Iron Man is going to bring money 10 times out of 10.
Yeah.
Because of the character type that he is. The Harley Quinn character is a different kind of character that, yes, you get all the people who love the character from the Batman stories and whatnot, but there's going to be people who tire over pretty quickly because there's just something about the character that, and it's supposed to, will grate on you very quickly.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to. That's her character. She's supposed to be annoying as hell. But I think when it comes across in a movie like that, you're not going to want to see her as much.
Right.
Not going to. Are you going to see Margot Robbie a bunch? Absolutely. As Harley Quinn, not necessarily.
Right. Yeah, man. So we'll keep you guys posted. It just doesn't make for me. It doesn't make sense in the fact that they're doing this whole restructuring, and it's already been made clear that Ben Affleck is pretty much out now. He's out.
He's, you know, 1 foot out the door, 1 foot in the banana peel at this point. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I actually that article that I read basically said he's not going to be in Matt Reeves' standalone Batman movie.
I didn't read the article, but I read the headline that's you know, was suggesting, is he not going to be in it? So I mean, that doesn't really surprise me.
Yeah. And I've been hearing a lot of stuff like that standalone Batman is going to be like a flashback. It's going to be year one, and they're going to focus on Batman then. And then whoever that character is going to be Batman moving forward. It's just, I don't know. It's just stop, let it go, take a beat, do a better story and bring it together. And cast the way that you need to. Like, at this point, trying to keep this, like, dead animal dragging around and expect there to be any kind of income from it, it boggles my mind.
Yeah, I don't know that I understand that either, to be honest with you. I don't know. I just don't think they fully get what they need to do. They don't fully understand it.
Yeah, so. Man. Well, in other news, we got some Creed 2 news in the form of a new director or co-director, depending on how you read the article. But basically, Creed 2 is getting a new director in the form of Stephen Caple Jr. And this will be his first attempt out doing a film for a major studio. So this is basically his debut film for us. And we're going to be watching him on Creed 2. So.
And we kind of talked a little bit about this a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
About how I didn't understand why you would do a sequel and not go back to using Ryan Coogler.
Right.
Because the first one was so good, and he was so good at it. I don't understand why you don't take the time to try to get him to come back and do the second one, unless he just didn't want to. I don't know why he wouldn't want to. The first one was pretty successful, you know, for what it was.
Well, he's focusing on better work now. You know what I'm saying?
Well...
he has a higher calling.
Fair enough. He's got... All right, fair enough.
For those of you who may not be aware, Ryan Coogler is directing Black Panther. That's coming out in February. So, you know, to me, nothing else matters.
he could do both. So, you know. But when we talked about it before, I was kind of really hesitant with Stallone taking over the directing again, just because, you know, Stallone obviously has one way of directing when he's directing a movie.
Right.
Coogler obviously has another. The main character being who he is, I can't see Stallone being able to direct the movie properly for those characters. I just can't. I can't see him being able to do that. I don't know anything about Caple Jr. Obviously, nobody really does except for these two. It says they handpicked them themselves.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a good sign, I suppose, if both the lead actor and you know, the guy who basically wrote the whole thing are both on board, then it should work out. But probably best that Stallone steps down and doesn't direct it this time around, because it would definitely have a much, much different feel. I don't think it would be as good.
Yeah, yeah. So I think they made a good move. I think they made a good move with this. And I from what I hear, Coogler's kind of behind this too. So if that's the case, then I can trust this guy a little bit more. But yeah, I'm with you. I kind of don't see why they wouldn't bring Coogler back for this. So
yeah, I don't know. I mean, unless like you said, he's just not available, which is, you know, entirely possible, but I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, hopefully it's a good move. It comes out good as well.
Yeah. So for news in the key of weird, I want to do this one before we do like our major news for the day.
Okay.
Yeah. So Ryan Reynolds is set to star as the main character in Detective Pikachu.
I'm still thinking this is some kind of joke. Like, I don't understand this one in the slightest.
I don't know how to take this. Where is the story going? Because all I'm thinking is Deadpool's mouth.
What kind of story can you have based on Detective Pikachu.
I know that there's a couple games. There's a couple of Detective Pikachu games, but I don't understand this spinoff. I don't understand this arc. It just doesn't make any sense.
I know very little about Pokemon. I never watched the show but a handful of times. It doesn't speak. The Pikachu doesn't speak. All it ever says is its own name. It doesn't speak.
Yeah, and then the one time that I just heard that he, like, they had Pikachu speaking in a movie that just got released, and everybody freaked out. Everybody freaked out. So it's just like,
it doesn't make any sense. I don't get this one. I'm hoping there's some kind of weird behind the scenes Deadpool thing to this.
Yeah, there's gotta be.
Because then it would make perfect sense.
But I know that they've been talking about releasing this Detective Pikachu movie for like a couple of months. So they've been talking about it, and now we're hearing that Ryan Reynolds is starring in it. And I'm like, oh, this may not be joke news. This may actually be the real deal.
Yes, it could, but yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I don't know. I don't know how to take it. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
Other than it's a paycheck for Reynolds, so I get that part of it.
Yeah. Does he have
But I don't.
Does he have kids?
Yeah. I think so. I think he and what's her name have one or two.
Yeah. So, I mean, I could get them. I guess I get them.
Blake Lively.
Yeah. So, like, I get the motivation. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm at a loss for words on this one because I don't. I don't understand the want for a Pikachu detective movie. But, you know. That's not my stuff. I guess maybe that's why I just don't get it.
Apparently, there is a demand. We want to see Pikachu solving crimes. Yes.
I suppose. So silly.
Oh, man. So I'm definitely going to keep tracking this because I need to understand what's going on.
Yeah, I would like to know more of exactly what it is. And if I'm right, if it's your Deadpool tie-in surprise. But I doubt it. It seems like it's the real deal.
Yeah. So we'll round out the news with a bit of news that we've been, you know, dealing with for the past couple of weeks. It's been, you know, great news to hear. Disney and Fox are sitting at the table trying to make this deal go through. We've been hearing a lot of stuff, like basically that they're back at the table and it's been escalating to the point where we could see any news or hear any news about this within this or next week or the coming weeks. By the end of the year, basically. So,
things that I have heard from different outlets is that we should know today or tomorrow.
Ooh, man. I'm saying. I need that.
There's another podcast I listen to. It's Eric Nagel. It's a guy who used to be on a radio show I used to listen to. It's another geek news podcast. There's a guy on the show who he works with who claims that he knows somebody who works. I believe he knows somebody who works for Fox, I think is what he said. Scoop that the deal is actually officially done. It's done.
Nice.
They're just waiting to announce it. They were supposed to announce it today or tomorrow. He said beginning of this week. So, you know, we could have something tomorrow to really kind of say, hey, guess what? Deal's done. Interesting. Now there's a little bit of a weird thing going on now where they're saying that Fox technically doesn't own the Fantastic Four rights, that they were what's the word I was looking for? That the rights actually belong to this like German company who was giving them to Fox to create the movies. But I can't imagine that going into that deal, they wouldn't have known all of that and wouldn't have had something in place to say, hey, we're taking that too, kind of thing. So this deal's not going to get done for just the X-Men. It's going to get done for the X-Men and the Fantastic Four. That's just how it's going to happen.
So, yeah, definitely.
I'm not holding too much stock in that little concern that people think the Fantastic Four might not be included in the deal. They'll come over. I'm quite sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not something that I feel like is ever going to be an issue. I'm sure that they already had contingency plans for it. So I'm just waiting for this news to come out. Like, I need to hear. It's done.
Yeah, man. We need to have it. Need to have it.
Yeah, man.
So, because it would lead to my vision of a cut scene, of a credit scene. Yeah, already given my vision before of the Doctor Doom cut scene. You know, the last five of the gems are recovered after everything with Thanos said and done. One is missing. know, they don't know where it is, and the screen fades and goes to a close up of the gem sitting on a pedestal. The camera backs out, and there's a man in a gray armor with green cloak, hands folded, sitting atop his throne, staring down at the gem as if he's studying it. And it's Victor Von Doom in his throne room in Latveria. You know, and that's when the scene goes black and cuts off. And that was my first original idea.
Yeah, man.
My second idea I'd actually would prefer to see. Oddly enough, because Dr. Doom's what I want. But I think this would make more sense, and it would be a really cool ending. So it's a shot facing the Stark Tower at ground level at the front doors, and it's Happy. Happy is turning around with a set of keys in his hands, and he says, well, everything's good to go. The building is all your, and as he goes to see yours, he kind of trails off and looks up a little bit as he's turning around, handing the key, stretching his arm out to hand the keys over.
Mm-hmm.
Surround, and there are four people standing behind Happy, one of which is a very large man in a trench coat with sunglasses and a hat that you can very clearly see is the Thing in what he used to walk around in the comics, as if he was hiding, you know, in plain sight in New York. The other three, on one side is a younger blonde woman. On the right side is a younger blonde man. And in the middle is a gentleman who reaches for the keys and says, Richards, thank you. Turns around and says, family, we're home. And it shuts to black, and the movie credit piece ends right there.
Oh, that would be so dope. Oh,
that
man.
Would be amazing. That would be such a good way to end it.
Especially with the double entendre there. Like, we're home. Like, they're back with Marvel. That's
the Avengers Tower. Stark Tower, Avengers Tower becomes the Baxter Building. And the first family from Marvel comes home to New York City, taking over the tower that's already got all the tech that Reed Richards would want. They don't even have to go into a backstory at that point. When you go to the movie, you can do kind of what you did with Spider-Man. You could do a flashback backstory, or you could do, you know, like that, more like what Spider-Man did, where you're just kind of referencing what happened, but you're not really telling exactly what happened kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think that would just be great. Just that whole everybody, we're home, would be, just to me, would be awesome. I think that'd be a ridiculously good way to bring them in.
That would be dope. That's awesome. I like that one.
Thank you.
Send that one off to Disney. Let them know. Hey, make it happen.
You know, you don't have to, you know, you just cut me a small check. I'll be all right with that. You know, because a Disney small check and a small check. No. Well, I mean, maybe a little more than that, you know, would be my idea after all. But, you know, got your boy a little check. We'll talk. Somebody give me a call. We'll talk.
Oh, man. Well, there you have it, folks. Hopefully we'll get to see something like that along those lines within
copyright
the next.
Professor.
Yeah, copyright professor 2017, 2018.
That's right.
Put it on the podcast. That makes it legally binding, right?
That's right. We said it first. We've got it all made and time stamped. It's mine. My idea.
There you go.
You negotiate time. We need to use it.
Oh, man. So that would be dope if that happens. So we'll see. We'll wait and see what we get as far as the next couple of days. Hopefully we'll hear that this merger or this acquisition has been completed successfully, and we'll get some of our favorite characters back home at Marvel.
All signs point to this week, so we'll see.
Yeah, man. So coming out this week, let's talk about what's coming out this week. We got a couple movies. That'll be showcasing this
week.
There's
really only one thing.
Yeah, there's really only
one thing coming out this week. Let's be honest. Yeah. Call it what it is.
Yeah, and I mean, this is geek news, so this is what it is. You know, you guys got to be okay with that. That's cool.
Ferdinand is probably going to be a fun kids, you know, kids cartoon about a bull that talks.
About a bull voiced by John Cena. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Water looks very cool. I think that's... what's his name? Benicio del Toro. Guillermo del Toro, I think, isn't that somewhere?
Yeah, he's a director.
So that'll be cool. That'll have amazing visuals. That'll have really cool looking creatures. But look, call it what it is.
Star Wars The Last Jedi opens this week. It's going to make a bazillion dollars. And it will rule the box office for the next month, because everybody who doesn't go this weekend will be going the next couple weekends, with everybody else who still goes this weekend and continues to go the next couple of weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything I've read about this so far, which hasn't been a lot, but everything I've read so far says the movie is just spectacular.
I'm ready to get my mind blown. Like, that's what
exactly. Yeah. So, you know, I'm still trying to figure out when I'm going to go check it out. I can't do the theater with hundreds of people, because I just get too annoyed at people.
Yeah.
So it's going to be an early morning for me. It's either going to be Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. I don't know if I can wait till Sunday. So I gotta figure out what I'm going to do. But it's going to be an early morning movie for me.
Yeah, man. I'm going to go check it out on Thursday. Checking it out, I think, around 7. So I'm trying to be the first one in there. So
maybe I'll go to that 4:30 in the morning one at the one theater by us that I was talking about. That just, I don't know how people go to a 4:30 in the morning theater, but
it's crazy.
Good luck to you.
I got to go to work on Friday. So
I'd be too asleep. Well, I'll be working from home on Friday, but I would still fall asleep during the movie at 4:30 in the morning, no matter what movie it
is. Yeah, you're not getting anything out of me for the rest of the day.
That's right. So, but yeah, it will, one way or another, it will be seen at least this weekend, if not several of the following weekends as well.
Yeah, man. I mean, look, I got MoviePass now. I could see whatever I want. I'm good. Oh, man.
Things going to burn a hole in your pocket come February.
I'm saying. Like, oh, we're going to have to up the rates. We're going to have to up the rates because of this guy.
Yeah. Sir, I'm sorry. You've already seen the movie 8 times today. We can't let you in. Out of my way.
Excuse me. Excuse me, peasant. Oh, man. So
I haven't memorized the dialogue yet. You will be out of my way. Move or you will be moved.
Yo, I'm going to learn so many lines that I will use in regular conversation. Just from the trailer itself.
Just don't take your girl in the movie and make her actually say to people, move or you will be moved, as you're standing behind her.
People will understand. I'll just have that presence in full Black Panther regalia. So
good time to make her shave her head or put a bald cap on as you're going.
She's not having any of that.
Like, I was going to say, that ain't going to happen.
She's like, you lucky you got me out this first showing with you, acting like a whole fool. I think this is appropriate behavior for a film this epic.
I mean, all right, I'll give it to you.
Oh, man, I thought you were about to steal my joy.
No, I'm not. Believe me, that's, even if I wanted to, it wouldn't be possible.
Yeah, you're right.
I know that. It won't matter. I mean, look, let's be honest. It could turn out that that's the worst movie. And it won't be, but it could turn out to be the worst movie ever made into a DC fanboy going, oh, it was good. You know how they always do with all the movies.
It's all right. It was good. It was good. It held up. Yeah, but I think this joint is going to
listen to that.
This is definitely going to break some ground, break some records. Yeah, I'm ready for this. Almost there. We're almost 2 months away.
Hey, buddy. Hey, I'm looking forward to it at this point.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so. Black Panther, just get to me quickly, please. I just need to see the movie.
Oh, soon, man. My friend, soon. Everything's moving so fast. That movie will be here tomorrow.
It's like you duck your head and all of a sudden you got all these good movies. Because I almost forgot Star Wars is coming out this week, man. It was a pleasant surprise, though. I was like, oh, man, Star Wars is coming out this week, right? Yes. Because I needed a good film. I really needed a good film. I mean, I definitely got to see some you know, lesser known quiet movies that came out. I got to see Roman Israel, which was really good.
Hey, you were saying.
Yeah, man. So, But I've definitely been looking forward to something good, sci-fi, just action. Just I need it all. I just need that Star Wars to get here. So I only have to wait a couple days for that, and that'll be my fix before Black Panther.
Yeah, because there really isn't anything before that, is there?
Nah, yeah.
Okay, that's February. That's real early. So that'll be it, man. That'll be the next big thing.
Woo! And there you have it, folks. That's all the news for the day. Yeah, so if you're tuning in for the first time, don't forget to follow us on all the various social media outlets. We're on Facebook under The Boss's Desk. We're on Twitter at The Boss's Desk, and YouTube, The Boss's Desk as well. We're also on Google Play and iTunes. You can just subscribe to our podcast and just follow us on a regular as we release these news updates. And just a reminder, if you have any questions about anything you heard on the show or any news that you want us to talk about, just send it our way via Twitter. You can tweet us at The Boss's Desk, or you can send us an email at questions@thebossesdesk.com. And, if we pick yours, we'll talk about it on the podcast and discuss your question or bring up your issue. So, yeah, that's it for us here at The Boss's Desk, and we'll catch you next week, guys. Later.
See you.